It's the happiest time of the year.
Now, we can't sing it to the theme of another Christmas song.
Okay, it's not a Christmas song.
It's a Wafakak. So Christmas stole it from us.
Right. Yeah, they did.
Okay, we'll try it again.
Wonderful.
Wonderful Wafakak. It's the best time of the year. Get your family close and your loved ones near. The ham is boiling in the pot. The fields are alive with cheese. There are several options for your lunch. But please don't chew dried ears.
What? Don't chew dried ears?
Yeah.
That's horrifying. It started as a Christmas sounding song and ended like the Russian national anthem.
It's wonderful, Wafakak. Please pull up your chair. Now we're all together. We're almost there. Uncle Benny's over there. Auntie Sue's in the basement. Uncle Frank is up a tree. And Great Aunt Janine is dead.
There we go. Does Great Aunt Janine die every Wafakak? No, like someone revives her, and then
She's just still dead.
Still dead. Okay.
So
wonderful Wafakak, Greece.
Wonderful Wafakak, Jesse. I can't believe it's here already. It's gone so quick. There are only 24 shopping days till Wafakak.
Oh my God! Right? Yeah, yeah. So this is the wonderful, the Winter Festival of Online Celebration Advent Calendar, which is what Wafakak stands for. Thank you, dear listener, for joining us for day one of Wafakak. Did you enjoy getting up this morning early with your family, going onto the roof of your house with sacks full of potatoes that you stole from recent farmers and throwing them at people?
We caused a pretty big pileup because I live near a highway. So.
So you're just throwing the cars going by.
What a way to start with. I don't know how we're going to top.
You were building that trebuchet for a while to really hurl them at that highway, weren't you?
I don't know how we're going to top that for day two. But day one, we were off to a really good start. Everyone, we had soil under our fingernails from digging them out. And
I used spoons.
Yeah, we ran out of sacks. We started using pillowcases.
That's smart. I was using tied up t-shirts.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. People lose track of traditions this day and age.
Right.
This fast-moving age of internet dial-up connections and car phones. It's so easy to lose track.
It's just really nice to take a moment for you and your family to climb up to your roof with or without a ladder, carrying giant sacks full of stolen potatoes in order to throw them at your neighbors.
Stealing vegetables and then hurling them illegally at other people and causing major pileups.
Send us photos of your morning of throwing sacks of potatoes at your neighbors.
Anyway, we should probably get on with the content because
these to be 45-minute Wafakak episodes.
No, exactly. It's an editing nightmare. So
last year, Reese wanted to do like 2-minute episodes for Wafakak, and they turned into 15 to 20-minute episodes each, and it was like a fucking editing nightmare for him.
This episode is called, last time we tried to do winter political stuff, now I'm just finding cool facts about Canada.
It's not even winter based.
Some of them are, until I ran out of ideas. So this.
What are you doing? This is tradition. Killing tradition.
I'm revamping it for a new age.
All right, Reese, what's behind door number one of the advent calendar?
Hang on, it's pretty heavy. Can never be too security conscious.
That's good.
Beep, 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 beep. this is called the Pincher Creek Reheat.
The Pincher Creek Reheat?
Yes.
So sounds like a weird sex act.
Pincher Creek is a... Anyway.
You're visualizing that area. Yeah. There you go.
why are you walking funny?
Why
are you walking funny? I was the victim of a Pincher Creek reheat. The Pincher Creek is a town in the southwest of Alberta. It is located immediately east of the Canadian Rockies. Now, there's a really shit reason for the name of the town. I was going to get this very interesting reason. It's not. So the town received its name in 1868 when a group of prospectors lost a pincer, which is just like pliers in the small creek.
Hold on, what?
You know, pliers, like from a toolkit. They lost them there, and that's where it got its name from.
You're fucking kidding.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. So, just, so in 1874...
A prospector
lost some pliers.
Now, on our live show, you did a great prospector voice, Reese.
Bah, raspberries.
Do you want to just?
I just did it then.
Just give me a little reenactment of what happened when the naming of what is it called? Pincer
Hole
Creek.
Hole in your name. I lost my pincers. There we go.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. So it was used for trimming the feet of horses.
Oh my god!
Because nobody likes a tall horse. And in 1874, the Northwest Mounted Police came to the area and found the pincers on the floor. And that's where the name came from.
Found the pincers on the floor.
Yeah.
Some rusted
pincers. No, next to the creek, and they called it Pincer Creek. And that's where the name came. Anyway, that's not why we're talking about it. That's just a shit.
I mean, it's kind of fascinating. Anyways.
Yeah. So. So the Oldman River and the Castle River there in Pincer Creek act as a funnel for air masses. So with the mountains, what happens is you have the Chinook wind that basically causes rapid heating to happen and extreme wind speeds as the
air. What?
The air cools and flies down the side of the Rockies over the top of it. So what happened was you can see wind speeds of 50 to 90 kilometers an hour, which is the most violent wind. Sorry, with the most violent wind being
recorded.
You're
getting all teared up there.
It's very... The most violent wind is 177 kilometers an hour. In 1962, the temperature shifted from minus 19 to 22 degrees in the span of 1 hour.
From minus 19 to 22 degrees? So the temperature went up?
Yeah, by 41 degrees.
This is. Have you heard of Chinooks? That's
what it is. It was that wind.
I lived in Chinooks. I lived in Calgary for a few years, and I first experienced Chinooks there. They're amazing. It's exactly what you're talking about.
Just like hot air.
It'll be like February, middle of February. We'll have a blizzard. It'll be freezing, fucking minus 20, snow everywhere, and then the next day it'll be plus 15 degrees, and all the snow will melt, and you can walk around in a t-shirt. And then the day after that, freezing cold again. Like it's
amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah,
but it can dry out soil and cause plants to go into hibernation too early.
Oh,
And they trigger flash floods because from the rapidly melting snow, and they're quite common in the winter. So yeah, I thought that was the most extreme temperature change in Canada's history. Was that? And a few hours to go from that to that.
That is, wow. That
so there
is,
we go.
Just in a few hours.
Just in a few hours, yeah.
Oh, that is, okay, that's impressive as fuck.
I know,
okay,
that's, yeah. So,
that's, is
so
that
yeah,
it?
Is that, that, that's is the that end of day.
Day one of Wafuckak.
Day one of Wafuckak. So.
And what a weird coincidence that you were talking about extreme temperature changes, because if I recall correctly, that's tonight, the night of extreme temperature changes.
It is the night of extreme temperature changes. So what you have to do is, if there's no naturally occurring extreme temperature change, the tradition is that you and your family will get two large cast iron pots.
Okay.
One that is just basically go to your local volcano and get some buckets of lava, molten rock. Bring it down. You can get good buckets for like, you know, $5 in Home Depot. Fill them up with lava from your local volcano. Take them, pour them into, add some water. So you have this really hot cast iron pot. And then you have another one with just as much ice as
dry
you can
ice
find.
If
just,
you can.
Just, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like, and then. You just dip in between. You just dip each other using a kind of a almost.
You
like
dip
a
each other into acid, like, and dry ice.
Yeah, yeah, like a poly that's system, a not
okay.
acid, lava. Lava and
my
and
bad.
Then, and you just because you would need those extreme temperature changes.
And if you don't have access to dry ice or lava, you could just get really close to each other's face and go.
Yeah,
just for hours.
Not good advice during a pandemic, but
make sure to leave at least one burner free. Okay, this is very important because while day five is the ham inhalation day, today is when you first start boiling your ham. for all those, you know, on day five, you basically put a, starting today, you put a pot of water on the stove, put a giant ham in it and put it on high, and you leave it to boil on high for 5 days until it looks like an obese man died in a hot tub and was left and discovered for like 3 months later. And then you inhale all the fumes
together
as a family until you get drunk or high. But today is when you start boiling that ham.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to get it. You want to get it going. Now.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
Yeah. Otherwise.
It's you'll reap the benefits in a few days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So. There you go.
Cool. Okay.
All right.
Wonderful Wolfuck Act.
Wonderful Wolfuck Act, Reese.
We'll be back for day two, which will be behind a paywall for all you people who can't afford to become patrons.
You mean you should? try to say it in a little. You're not like positive reinforcement instead of negative reinforcement. It's like,
okay.
For those of you who can afford it, it's day two. Day four.
For those of you with
the 3 days from now,
the socioeconomic means, day two is coming tomorrow. For those of you who don't have the means to pay for it, then just listen to this episode again.
Yep. We'll be back tomorrow.
With
every day. Every day is a fuck act miracle.
Yay.
Okay, I'm going to go crank the heat.
Yes.
Put some sweaters on.
Well, I'm going to go and hike up to Mount Doom to get some lava.
There you go. All right. Wonderful fuck
Yay.